Now 3 years passed without war between Aram and Israel. In the third year, Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. Now the king of Israel said to his servants, "Are you aware that Ramoth Gilead belongs to us? Yet we are hesitant to take it out of the hand of the king of Aram." So he said to Jehoshaphat, "Will you go to the battle with me in Ramoth Gilead?" And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "Consider me yours, my people yours, and my horses yours." However, Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "Please request the word of the Lord first." So the king of Israel assembled the prophets, about 400 men, and said to them, "Should I go to battle against Ramoth Gilead, or should I refrain?" And they said, "Go up, for the Lord will hand it over." But Jehoshaphat said, "Is there no longer a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him?" And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "There is still one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him because he does not prophesy anything good regarding me, but only Micaiah, the son of Imlah." But Jehoshaphat said, "May the king not say so." Then the king of Israel summoned an officer and said, "Bring Micaiah, son of Imlah, quickly." Now the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, were sitting each on his throne, dressed in their robes. At the threshing floor, at the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets were prophesying before them. Then Zedekiah, the son of Chenaanah, made horns of iron for himself and said, "This is what the Lord says, with these you will gore the Arameans until they are destroyed." All the prophets were prophesying this as well, saying, "Go up to Ramoth Gilead and succeed, for the Lord will hand it over to the king." Then the messenger who went to summon Micaiah spoke to him, saying, "Behold, now the words of the prophets are unanimously favorable to the king. Please let your word be like the word of one of them and speak favorably." But Micaiah said, "As the Lord lives, whatever the Lord says to me, I shall speak it." When he came to the king, the king said to him, "Micaiah, should we go to battle against Ramoth Gilead, or should we refrain?" He said, "Go up and succeed, for the Lord will hand it over to the king." Then times must I make you swear that you will tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord? So he said, I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains like sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these people have no master. Each of them is to return to his house in peace. Then the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, did I not tell you that he would not prophesy anything good regarding me, but only that?
Micaiah said, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the angels of heaven standing by him on his right and on his left. And the Lord said, who will entice Ahab to go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one spirit said this, while another said that. Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. And the Lord said to him, how? And he said, I will go out and be a deceiving spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. Then he said, you shall entice him, and you will also prevail, go and do so. Now then, behold, deceiving spirit in the mouth of all these prophets of yours. And the Lord has declared disaster against you. And then Zedekiah, the son of Chenana, approached and struck
Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, went up against Ramoth Gilead. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and go into the battle, but you put on your robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself and went into the battle. Now the king of Aram had commanded 32 commanders of his chariots, saying, do not fight with the small or great, but only with the king of Israel. So when the commanders of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, they said, surely he is the king of Israel. And they turned aside to fight against him, and Jehoshaphat cried out. Then when the commanders of the chariots saw that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back. And the king was propped up in his chariot in front of the Arameans, and he died at evening. And the blood from the wound ran into the bottom of the chariot. Then the word passed throughout the army close to sunset, saying every man to his city.
By the pool of Samaria, and the dogs licked up his blood. It was there that the prostitutes bathed themselves in accordance with the word of the Lord, which he had spoken. Now as for the rest of the acts of Ahab, and everything that he did, and the ivory house which he built, and all the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Ahab lay down with his fathers, and his son Ahaziah became king in his place. Now Jehoshaphat, the son of Asa, became king over Judah in the fourth year of Ahab, king of Israel. Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 25 years in Jerusalem. Mother's name was Azuba, the daughter of Shilhi. He walked entirely in the way of his father Asa. He did not turn aside from which he showed and how he made war. Are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Judah?
And the remnant of the called prostitutes who remained in the days of his father Asa, he eliminated from the land. Now there was no king in Edom. A governor served as king. Jehoshaphat built ships of Tarshish to go to Ophir for gold, but they did not go because the ships were destroyed at Ezion-Geber. Then Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, said to Jehoshaphat, "Let my servants go with your servants in the ships." But Jehoshaphat was not willing. And Jehoshaphat lay down with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of his father David. And his son Jehoram became king. Of Ahab became king over Israel and Samaria in the 17th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and he reigned over Israel for 2 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of his father and in the way of his mother, and in the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who misled Israel in his sin. So he served Baal and worshipped him, and provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger, according to all that his father had done.